Wild Talk Radio.
I only have one thing to say. It's great to be back on Monday Night Raw!
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is my yard now.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Things got heated between the champ and the number one contender, and that's where we'll start here on the Raw Post Show, live across the airwaves of Wild Talk Radio Network. We're here at WildTalkRadio.com, streaming live on TuneIn Radio. Just search Wild Talk Radio Network. Presented, as always, by Gerwick.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow the journey today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. I'm Sir Rock, and joined, as always, by Lindsay Ward.
Hello! Happy pre-July 4th to everybody, because stuff is being shot off everywhere right now. It's just awesome sauce.
Maybe. Kind of. Sort of.
But am I muted?
Yeah, no, I'm saying. Just the fireworks. Awesome sauce? That's awesome that there's fireworks?
So say, don't confuse me like that! For a second I thought I was muted and it's like, what? Wait?
Now they're shooting them off here. Okay, can we stop? It's, you got 40-something minutes before it's the 4th. Can we not do the fireworks?
They have to do the fireworks.
There were fireworks on Monday Night Raw when the champ and the number one contender, Brock Lesnar and Samoa Joe, respectively, started rambling back and forth with one another. Joe was trying to ask questions to Brock. He started talking to Heyman, and it's like, no, I'm the champ, you talk to me. And they started going back and forth. They all name-dropped who they beat. Brock beat The Rock, John Cena, Triple H. Samoa Joe said Daniel Bryan, AJ Styles, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins. Heyman and Lesnar were laughing. Lesnar did an eye roll. And Joe's like, I've had none of this. And like, he went to go find Brock Lesnar, because I think Lesnar said, come find me. So he did. All the producers tried to make the stops, including Adam Pearce and Jamie Noble. Security was getting in the way. Lesnar and Heyman just stared at Joe when they found him, and security pulled Joe away. I thought this was great. Joe was awesome. Brock was fantastic. I can't wait for Sunday.
I'm so sad this is going to be a one and done. I want the full feud between Brock and Joe, and it makes me really, 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 really sad that they're only going to do this one match, and that's going to be it. And then they're going to move Brock on to the next person. Like, they have done such a phenomenal job with Brock and Joe that you really want Joe to win.
You really
legit want Joe to win.
There are a lot of people that want Joe to win, yeah.
Because they have made Joe look like a legitimate threat to Brock. And just that whole bit of Joe being like, oh, screw this, and he gets up to go find Brock, that was fantastic.
It really was.
That was just perfect. Love this. I love everything about this. I'm going to cry on Sunday when Joe loses, because Joe should win.
Joe should indeed win. Things that happened tonight on Monday Night Raw include Cedric Alexander being Noam Dar again. Alicia Fox was there. They got mad. They got upset. And this feud will continue.
I'm okay with this.
Neville beat Mustafa Ali. Made him tap out.
So, go Neville. Go Neville.
Go Neville. That's 205 Live on Raw. The most exciting hour on television. So they say. Finn Balor took on Cesaro in a hell of a match. We learned earlier in the evening that it will be a 30-minute Iron Man match between the Hardys and Cesaro and Sheamus for the titles at Great Balls of Fire, which is awesome.
It made me a little sad that this match was not the closing match for the show, but this was, I mean, because it was just absolutely great. And I think this is the first time ever, maybe, that Cesaro and Finn have ever faced each other? Or it's at least the first time in a long time that they've ever faced
might
each
be,
other.
Might be the first time in a long time. You had a Hardy Boys and Matt Hardy and his brokenness, sort of, on commentary. You had
God, spare me.
You had a drifter sighting, led to all kinds of chaos towards the finish, coup de grace for the win, great ending, great brawl with everybody. Good stuff all around.
Great. Great setup. Great match. Great finish. Love this. Again, really kind of sad that this was not the closing match.
And we'll get to what the closing match was here in a bit. Seth Rollins beat Curt Hawkins in 9 seconds. Hawkins said he would want to fight Braun, because Braun earlier tonight said to Kurt Angle, Roman's not here, I want to fight, you know, that whole routine. I want competition. So we'll figure out who the competition is in a bit. Rollins talked afterwards, said, recall Bray Wyatt saying he's everywhere. Rollins said Wyatt is nowhere to be found when he wants to fight. Rollins said he embraces his sins because they made him the man he is today. Rollins said there will be a cleansing at the pay-per-view, but it'll be the Wyatt's of Wyatt's mystique when he proves Rollins isn't, proves he is not a god. Rollins said the only question will be if Wyatt is a man or a coward.
Strong words from Seth Rollins.
And then, later in the show, we're like, where's Bray? We found Bray. He was in the desert.
Who let him outside? Did you give him sunscreen before you sent him?
I thought he only knew darkness. I didn't know he knew light.
It was weird seeing him at daylight. It was really weird. Not sure I like it.
He said the sun was a merciless, sadistic idol, and that when he decided to take control to give mankind the gift of independence, he said the world is not made of black and white. He said no one should have to bow down to the light. He spoke about the chaos, spoke of being the chaos that fuels the fire. He said the fire burned since he came to Raw less than 100 days ago. So basically, he is now our president, and he's accomplished more things than our president. He said best friends have become sworn enemies. So he's taken pleasure in Enzo and Cass breaking up. Brotherhoods have cracked drier than the wasteland he is in. So Goldust and our truth. He said the beast has been reduced to a mere mortal gasping for air, so he's taking credit for his buddy Samoa Joe choking out Brock Lesnar. Why? Because he's Bray Wyatt, and he is everywhere. So he's accomplished more things than our president. I like this. I like this Bray Wyatt. He's getting things done in 100 days.
Yes, yes, he is. He's a man of the people.
He said Rollins will look into the eyes of God. He said Rollins won't go blind. He said Rollins will see for the first time, and he will burn. He did not say great balls of fire, though. He said fire. He said fire a lot, but not great balls of fire.
In this entire build, they have not gotten Bray Wyatt to say great balls of fire once. The child cannot bring himself to do it. I love it. Absolutely hilarious. He's like, nope, nope, not gonna do it. Nope, find me something else.
Pretty much,
yeah. Talk about fire, I will talk about balls, but I will not put them together.
This is very true. We had Goldust premiering the Shattered Truth, who was basically the video from last week. R-Truth attacked him, setting up an eventual match.
Yay.
Not hyped about that one, I'm really not. It really doesn't do anything for me. But, you know, that's just me. Some people are.
Same.
So, Miz TV happened.
Oh my god.
The Miz, Maurice, and the Miztourage featuring him. Of course, Curtis Axel, and Bo Dana Dallas.
Bo, honey, we need to talk about your fashion choices, okay? The suit was working for me. I was digging the suit. The Bo Dana and the glove. Honey. I know you were a biker in the movie. I know you're trying to be badass and something different, but you honestly look like you had a court date, which, given what's going on with your family right now, that may or may not be a good thing. So
yeah, Miz ran down the ball segment from last week and saying how awful it was, ran down the entire family. Then he ran down Dean Ambrose did the Miz. He said the only thing Ambrose represents is wasted potential. Miz says everyone saw the promise in Dean Ambrose. He was going to be the next Roddy Piper, but instead we get the wacky Dean Ambrose, who would rather tell a joke than the real truth, which is that he can't handle the pressure. He can't handle the success. He always caves to the pressure when he's the top dog. Miz says he flourishes in the same pressure. Miz says that Ambrose will end up being the biggest joke of them all. Ambrose came out, said he thought he might not see another Miz TV after last week. He said everything Miz said about him is true. Ambrose said that Miz knows him so well, he should have known that he won't let two bodyguards stand his way from whooping his ass. He said he also wants his IC title rematch. So does another man, because this man came out. He's Slater. He's got kids. He wants a title shot. By the way, Rhino has a new shirt. What does it say, Lindsay?
I'm with Heath.
There you go. He's been here for 8 years and hasn't got a singles match for a title, so he wants one. So, Amber said, you gotta wait in line, kid. I know you have kids, but, you know, just wait in line. Miz starts going, you neither one. Ambrose will get his rematch, but Miz will determine when it is, and Slater won't get one. Angle came out and said, what about both? So they did. Tonight, Miz faces Heath Slater, and it's Sunday, the IC champion will face Dean Ambrose. So, it was Heath Slater versus The Miz for the Intercontinental title. And what happened, Lindsay?
The match was fine. The match is great. Yada, yada, yada. Yay, the match. Miz decided, because, you know, Angle made the match for right then, that they're just gonna, you know, do it in dress pants. So Miz, in his nice, crisp, clean, white dress pants, starts doing this match, and, well, there was a bit of a wardrobe malfunction in this, as Miz's pants split right down the middle, wide open, and we got the full Miz.
Thankfully, he was wearing underwear.
And thankfully, he was wearing underwear, because otherwise, that would have been exceptionally awkward. There just would have been everything going everywhere, and the people in the truck would have had an aneurysm, probably. Curtis Axel would have had to have given Miz his pants.
Pretty much, yeah.
Side note, Curtis Axel looked very slick tonight.
There you go.
Maybe he can help, though.
They'll work on it.
Yeah.
The BFFs took on the BFFs. Sasha Banks and Bayley took on Alexa Bliss and Nia Jax. The most awesome thing of the night was Sasha and Bayley doing Bayley's entrance together.
It was adorable.
It was really adorable. Bayley got injured during the match, was taken out, so it was a handicap match, which Alexa Bliss won via submission. She knocked Nia off the apron and then locked in the bank statement for the win. Later on in the program, Alexa said, it was strategy. I let her win. Charlie Caruso did not believe that, but that's what she's sticking by. That's what she's sticking by her guns with. I thought the match was good, and I like Alexa, you know, being all heelish later.
I love Alexa and Nia together. I loved Alexa later. It was just, yeah, I love Alexa.
Raw opened up with Enzo Amore. Talked about all the things happened to him over the last year. Being knocked down on pay-per-view, being attacked, so on and so forth. And that's all while Cass had his back. Enzo said Big Cass has back for 5 years and he watched because he was looking right past him. Enzo said he has a silver tongue and a heart of gold. He says he runs his mouth every week and gets up taking beating after beating after beating. But Big Cass never had his back. So what's the worst thing that you or Conor McGregor do to me for that matter, he asked. You know, knock me out, I can get right back up. I can sincerely say I'm one of the toughest guys to step through those ropes in a long, long time. I have confidence, and I'm confident in my ability, and I'm confident in who I am. Enzo said he's grateful for every kid who wears a certified G-shirt, or dances like him, or what's on the wig. He said he puts food on his table, and that's why he gets back up when he gets knocked down. He believes in himself, and it's something you can't teach. He said his mouth has never dug a hole so deep he can't climb out of it. He said he knows who he is and where he's going. He said he's going straight to the top. He says he's climbed out of bigger holes that are way taller than 7 feet. Cass, you are nothing more than a 7-foot catchphrase that I wrote. That was a shot.
That was a serious shot.
Enzo said Cass told Cass not to be surprised when his next merchandise check reads $0 unless he starts wearing a shirt that says Castle. That's where the promo should end it.
Yeah.
I think he forgot part of his lines and he went back to add it in.
But it was still good. I mean, he still killed it.
Oh, he did. But I'm saying, he then picked the mic and said he wasn't finished. He said he and Cass were brothers. He said that part of him died, but the big boot that touched his head was like CPR. He brought up Tupac and said, it was all eyes on me. And also showed off the ink that said red, new life. I think he was supposed to say that, so they'll probably mix it in and yeah. But the ending, the mic drop with the cast hall was really good. That should have been the ending line.
Yeah, I mean, it was a really strong promo from Enzo, which, you know, the man can churn out a promo like nobody else. So, great promo, great way to address the situation where it's like, you know what, I don't need you. Screw you. Screw your agenda. I'm going to do my thing. I'm going to be me, and I'm going to go to the top.
Cass was watching backstage. He was asked for comment. He said he never heard anyone talk for so long without saying anything. Cass said Enzo won't be walking the walk on Sunday because he won't be walking at all. He is the star and where the money is. And then Enzo jumps Cass, and the referees and the producers broke it up.
Which was awesome.
So yeah, it set the match up for Sunday. Yeah. Anyway, then our main event segment. Braun Strowman comes out, talks about his matchup this Sunday, the ambulance match, and says he's going to put Roman in the ambulance. and then he still wants competition. So Titus O'Neil comes out and says he's got the idea. He's going to bring out the man who has a new kid, a brand new father. Apollo Crews is going to be your opponent tonight. And Apollo Crews just got destroyed. There was a one moment where he went for the standing moonsault, and then he just got kicked in midair by Strowman. It's like, yep, he's dead.
I don't know what Apollo Crews did to deserve this, but damn.
So,
it's like,
go ahead.
Why you got to do him like that?
Pretty much. So Strowman beat him up. False pins because he just wanted to beat him up some more, and eventually picked up the win. Titus got in the ring. He got beat down. Then he grabbed Apollo Crews, drags him to the ambulance. He puts him in the ambulance, says, let's go. Well, it doesn't say that, but he pounds on the thing for, you know, let's go. Thing's not moving. He pounds again, still not moving, but the lights go on. Pounds again, still not moving. He goes to the front of it. Hey, look, it's Roman Reigns. Roman comes out. They brawl. Strowman gets the advantage. They're up on the stage. Roman Reigns gets control. Braun is staggered. Spear off the stage. Strowman gets back up as we close Monday Night Raw.
It was a solid ending to Monday Night Raw, but I still feel like the Cesaro-Finn match would have been the better close.
Yeah, I mean, when you're putting Apollo Crews on at 11 o'clock, you're really asking for it. It's not bagging on a Crews, but it's just his spot in the company right now.
I mean, it really didn't do Crews any favors. It was really unnecessary for Braun. We all know he can beat people up. It would have been better just to bring the ambulance out, have Roman jump out of the ambulance, because we all kind of knew he was in there anyway, and the two brawl, and Roman lays out Strowman.
The match had been a minute, not four.
Yeah.
That's all. But that was Raw. It was a solid go-home.
I know I'm looking forward for Brock and Joe, that's for sure.
And that's where the money is. Basically, that's where the money is.
Yep.
We'll talk about it on a special edition of The Rack, which we'll plug in one moment. But tomorrow night, twitch.tv/RackRadioShow is WTR Sims at 11:30 p.m. Eastern. The special edition of The Rack will be available on Thursday. What are we doing, Lindsay?
We are talking Slammiversary. We're going to be having news, Tweet of the Week, maybe a little SmackDown. And, well, yes, we are going to be previewing Great Balls of Fire, but we won't be alone. Oh, no, we are going to be joined by our favorite guest and correspondent, Matt Goldberg of MBG 1211 fame and wrestling figure photography and all that other awesome, amazing stuff. So, yes, Matt Goldberg on the show, which will not air live.
Not airing live, but it'll be available Thursday afternoon for all you to listen to. We'll have Great Balls of Fire Slammiversary, and Matt Goldberg will talk Great Balls of Fire, and we'll have some wrestling figures talk. So, yeah. Matt in chat was scared that we figured we'd call him. Hey, I can call you right now. I can go find someone and call you. No. Anyway.
Yeah, you could sing us out.
Hey, there you go. Anyway. Thursday available. The Glow Special will be available next week. Saturday Night Midnight-ish is CB Radio, the Weird, the Wacky, the Unusual. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and .com. Go back and listen to last week's episode featuring the all-time greatest Canadian in the Greater Than Great Debate. This week we're doing One Hit Wonder Songs, so check it out, CB Radio. Saturday Night Midnight is Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern, or 11 p.m. Eastern. It's recapping everything that goes down at Great Balls of Fire. We'll be back next Monday night for a Wild Post show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, at Wild Talk Radio, facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LNSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LinsWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to GirlWork.net and Wrestling Figure Photography. Follow Jerry today at Instagram.com/MBG1211. We'll talk all about it with Matt Thursday on The Rack. And right back here for the Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, next Monday night. For Lindsay, I'm Rock. See you next week. Bye.
WildTalkRadio.com.